Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Matthew, the 24th chapter, Matthew 24, and we'll begin with the third verse. Jesus had just left the temple for the last time, cleansing it, warning the scribes and the Pharisees of God's plan, that he was going to spread the word of Jesus, let them know that the Jews were not the only ones, that God was opening his arms to all of us. In this chapter, I believe Jesus was talking about two different things, about deceivers and false witnesses, and also about the end times. So we'll pick it up in the third verse of chapter 24 of Matthew. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of his coming, of thy coming, and of the end of the world?" The disciples went to Jesus, asked him about the end times. What did Jesus tell them? He told them to be careful. Be careful of deceivers. Be careful of those that come speaking sweetly, telling you things, trying to get your confidence. But dear ones, if you and I know the word of God, if you and I would understand the word of God, we know that in the end times, deceivers will come. Satan comes as a roaring lion. And as the brother was speaking about all these things of trouble, don't be troubled. He's here for you and I. We don't have anything to worry about. It's the enemy that puts these thoughts in your mind and makes you feel like you've got nobody. You've got nobody. Who's going to help you at a time like this? You're all alone. Are you alone? Do you feel alone? He's with you. He's with you. That still, small voice in the back of your mind. That's him speaking to you. Don't be afraid. How does the devil come? Does he come with a long tail and horns? No. He comes with a sweet voice. He comes as an angel of life, an angel of light. Because he knows that if he came as some kind of a monster, that you'd run away. But he comes sweetly. He comes up, he approaches you, he puts his armor on you. "Hey, don't worry about it, I'm going to take care of you." Sounds like a gang. We don't want to be in his gang. Where do we want to be? In the arms of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you read your Bible and you hear God's voice speaking to you, take these worries, Put them aside. I know, I worry too. I have things on my mind. But I always look to him. And he's always there and comforts us. Our God takes care of us, dear ones. The radio, the TVs, the computers. They tell you all the troubles that are out there and all the problems that are going on in the world. Well, he told you these things would come. It's not a surprise. Nothing that happens in this world should be a surprise, because he told us what would be in the end times. The fourth verse. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. False prophets. He says this in the fourth verse. He says it in the 11th verse. He says it in the 23rd verse. He says it in the 24th verse. Can we understand it now? Deceivers will come. False prophets will come. Go here, go there. No, right here. He's right here. Has God left us? Do you feel like God has left you? Don't feel that way. He's right here in this book. He's telling you. He's reaching out to you. So don't listen to the voices that come and say, don't go over here, do this. Go with me over here. Come over here, we're going to do this. We're going to, no, dear ones. He's right here. He's right now. Can't you hear him? Is he talking to you? He's talking to me. I know that. Don't you move. Don't you listen to those other people. Don't you listen to the words that are coming out. No, dear ones, we might be a small church, but God has given us something in this church. He's given us his wisdom. The wisdom of God. Can you imagine? We have all the power in the world. His wisdom, dear ones. Listen to his voice. Listen to what he has to tell you. He talks to each and every one of you. You know, as a young boy, we used to sing songs in the primary department. But believe me, they're not just kids' songs. These are words of encouragement. These are words that tell you what you're supposed to do. The little song says, oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. But that's not just for kids, it's for the grown-ups too. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful. Be careful. That's all he wants you to do, is to be careful. Don't let your eyes go where they're not supposed to. See things that you're not supposed to. Don't listen to the words that come in your ear, the deceivers and the false prophets. They're out there. They're out there. Let's not let them in here. The door is closed to them. The blood of Jesus Christ covers us. Dear one, how much he loves us, you can't believe it. He loves you and I so much that he sent his son to die for us. How much more could anyone love you? Excuse me. Solomon was given wisdom. We talked about that last week. The wisdom that Solomon was given, and that's what he asked for. He asked God for wisdom. You and I, ask God for wisdom. He'll give you wisdom. He'll make you understand what this world is all about. When he went to the temple, he cleansed the temple. He cleansed it. The Pharisees and the scribes, you might say they were false prophets, because whatever they said, the people listened to. And these were the people that were crying for Jesus Christ's blood. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Where your feet walk, what your hands touch. That's all he's telling you and me. Be careful. Be careful. Verse 5 says, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." He's telling you, people are going to be deceived. But you and I, we know the truth. We know who came here to save us. And we know who's going to be here when it's all over. God, Jesus Christ, is going to be here. And he told us all the things that were going to happen in the end times. Sixth verse, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." They're coming. We see the wars. We see the rumors of wars. We see what's going on in the world today. Trying to find this plane that is down, but nobody wants to give their full exposure. They don't want to know what kind of power that you have, and they're hiding their power from you. Each one is hiding things. Why? They don't want to be found out that they're looking in your door, that they're looking in your window. With the power they have up there, who are they kidding? Who are they kidding? They can't fool you. They can't fool me, but they fool a lot of people out there. Because people don't have the wisdom of this book, the wisdom of God. Seventh verse says, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places," in different places. All these are the beginnings of sorrow. We see it. We see it. All the things that are happening around the world. We've never had snowstorms like we're having lately around here. Places that have never gotten snow are getting snow. Mudslides that have buried people. Things that are happening that don't usually happen are happening today, dear ones. And we're looking for these things. We know it's going to happen. How do we know? Because he tells you right here in this book. Verse 9, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Happening. Missionaries all over the world being persecuted. People that believe in Jesus Christ are being persecuted. Why? Because they know the truth. People want to bury the truth. You can't bury this. You can't bury it. It's been here before we came, and it'll be here after we go. This is his word. It stands true and eternal. Because God is true and eternal. Don't worry about the deceivers. Just be aware of them. Just be aware. And know the time is coming. The time is now. And remember that little song. Oh, be careful. Be careful. Don't extend yourself too far. Don't reach too far ahead. Let God guide your steps. The path that he gives you is a straight and narrow one. The path that the world gives you is wide, but full of holes. Like the potholes we have out here in the streets. Yeah. Some of them you can almost fit a car in. But God even shows us through that. We have to zigzag through them to get around and everything. But not on God's path. Right down the middle. Just keep following it. There's going to be some on the side that's going to say, hey, off that path. It's so narrow. Come over here. Nope. I know where I'm going. Where are you going? So just depend on him. Keep your eyes on him. David wasn't careful, was he? Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. And he lusted for that. And he suffered for it too. Yeah. But he says, I believe it's you don't have to turn to it, but it's Psalm 101, verse number 3. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside, it shall not cleave to me. But it did cleave to him. He thought he was strong. And you and I, we think we're strong too. We can do a lot of things. But soon it'll come when that voice will come in the darkness and say, don't worry about nothing. I'm going to take care of you, buddy. Just follow me over here. I know some people that can help you out. Oh, yeah, they'll help you out, all right. They'll take every penny you got. They're out there. But we're in here. Let's stay in the confines of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look to him and be careful, because he loves you. He loves you so much. I can't say it enough. There isn't one soul that can say that he doesn't love you. Yeah, you go through problems. Yeah, you go through sicknesses, financial problems. All these things come in our lives. But dear ones, don't worry about them. Just put them in God's hands. What better place to be but in his hands? He loves you. In the name of the Lord be praised.